Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see loco?
Get loco! I am surrounded by stupid Florida Gators. I don't like it. I just put an Instagram video up of Amber and Crowder, and they're doing the gator chomp or whatever it is. And then Amber's like, oh, I've heard you talking a lot this week. You might as well enjoy it. I said, you know what? You know how bad it's been this week? Wait till next week, because it's going to be even worse.
You might want to pull back a little bit, bro. I gave y'all a couple weeks now. I'm going to let you know today. It's an ass-kicking coming tomorrow. I got to just be honest now. Now I let y'all have y'all fun. I know we got Irvin coming on.
I was going to say, you're going to get an ass kicking today.
I'm going to tell him too. Now, the first time he was on, three weeks ago we had him on.
Yep.
And I let y'all go. Now, I'm gonna have to let y'all know what's going to happen tomorrow. The game's too close for me to let y'all be the big man.
There is no fighting or disagreeing with my Michael Irvin. I will not allow that on this show.
Will he like you being called my Michael Irvin? Like, would he like that?
When I refer to the Miami Hurricanes, yes, absolutely, 100%. My Michael Irvin will take no shots during his guest appearance with us today, which is supposed to be, by the way, in about 15 minutes or so. So hopefully, if all goes well, Michael Irvin, the playmaker, and he will speak the Hurricane gospel and these scurred Gators that are walking around here infesting the Entercom studios all day long. They will get a little talking to. They will be put in their corners. And then tomorrow night, the Hurricanes will finish off what we started on this show. Thank you.
Y'all are cute with all the talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's
Thank
cute.
Thank you very much.
It's precious, my boo-boo.
Thank you very much.
Confidence. Ooh, that's
and you will
cute.
Sit here and you will take it and you will enjoy it.
That's cute. I'm telling you, it's cute. Y'all's confidence is so cute. I just want to tickle your nose.
Cut that up for Monday, Solana. Cut that up for Monday.
Cut up all this for Monday. Cut up everything
Cut
we say for Monday.
Cut it all up for
Record
Monday.
Record it three times for Monday. Please do that. The hell's going on? 70th ranked team talking trash to number 8. Come on, man.
Okay.
Let's be real.
Here you go. Here comes.
Let's be real today.
Felipe Franks, he is the next Joe Montana. He is going to show everyone how it's done tomorrow night.
I don't know if he's Joe Montana, but he's played in college. He's actually played in college.
Woo! 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits. Shut the hell up. Obviously.
I'll give Jaron 2 or 3 bits. That's what he's going to need.
Plenty of Canes and Gators talk today, but I also do want to talk some Dolphins about what transpired last night. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Decisions need to be made about the Miami Dolphins, and the biggest one obviously being Ryan Fitzpatrick or Josh Rosen. So we watched the dress rehearsal last night. Do you have a new outlook? Do you have a different outlook?
I'm so taken back that Ryan Fitzpatrick is trying to be a quarterback in his 16th year.
Mm-hmm.
Take some chance. Like that. The most upset I was watching Fitzpatrick throw checkdowns. Bro, you never threw checkdowns. Why? When did you start throwing checkdowns? Why are you throwing checkdowns?
There was a third down play. I think it was third down and long, and he dumped it off about 2 or 3 yards.
To the flat, knowing the guy's not going to get there.
And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, bro, we're A, in preseason, B, you're the 16-year vet that airs it out, like, and C, there's no expectations. What do you got to lose?
5 for 11 for 30 yards. Like,
it was frustrating.
That's not the Fitz magic. I was excited about him, and I've said it all year. He's a feast or famine guy. I thought they brought him in for excitement. Checking down the ball at 3 yards on third and 12 is not excitement. I thought he was going to let the biscuit fly. That's the most upset. To answer your question, period, Rosen looked better than him last night.
He did look better last night.
The movement, getting out the pocket, delivering the ball on the move, that throw when he rolled to the right.
Too. I thought he seemed confident.
Yes, he did. And he got in there. It was like he was competing and Fitzpatrick was trying to get out the game. Like, let me get my time in. Bro, let you get your time in. Go out here and try to do something. Get some excitement going. I was more upset by Fitzpatrick's conservative approach to the game than anything else I watched yesterday.
Now, Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald at halftime tweeted out, who's ready for some first half stats? They were staggering. Staggering. The first half, which again, to me, was the real gauge. The second half, I think Jacksonville had a lot of second string defenders in there. I thought Ryan Fitzpatrick put together a nice drive to start the second half. And then Josh Rosen put together a 99-yard drive where, again, he looked competent to me. He even drew them off sides at the 1 yard line, which is, that's a veteran savvy quarterback move right there.
It was. That was good. And that entire drive, you saw some. And it's funny, did you hear him calling out the mic?
Yes. And it was crazy, right? And he called out the wrong number once, and then he corrected himself.
51. Yeah. No, 49. Yeah.
But it was so funny because he's like, 54. I almost felt like he was trying to talk himself into it, too. 51's the mic. 51 is the mic. 41. 41's the mic. 40, like, but yeah, because we had
everybody
talked about that so much. Yeah.
Yes.
Adam Beasley's first half stats. Dolphins had 47 yards of offense, 0 of 6 on third down. They averaged 2 yards a play. They committed 5 penalties for 63 yards. No drive was longer than 5 plays. It was a brutal first half. By the way, I don't think Jacksonville's very good.
No.
Now, I don't know what happens year to year with Jacksonville. I happen to think Nick Foles is a good quarterback. I like Leonard Fournette a lot. That Josh Allen, is that who was?
Josh Allen tortured.
The young boy.
It was ridiculous what he was doing out there. Reminded me of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Jefferson, Jefferson, Jefferson. Wherever anybody turned, there's Josh Allen.
He took the game over at defensive end.
Took the game over at defensive end? Like, how often do you say that?
We said it about Cam a couple times.
Right.
We said about Jason Taylor. We don't have a guy like Josh Allen on our entire team now.
Now, you know who we do have, though? Patrick Laird.
I
need
him.
More Laird in my life. He was this week's Preston Williams.
I like him more than, Canes. And let's take this away from Canes Gators. Let's go to Dolphins. I like him way more than Mark Walton. The way he runs.
And Mark Walton's got a couple touchdowns this preseason. But Laird seems to burst through on every carry.
Yeah. No, like Alabama.
Like you noticed it.
Mark Walton's a good receiver. I've seen him. He caught a touchdown this preseason. Like, he's athletic. You can tell he's fast. But Laird, if I had to pick, Kenyon Drake's healthy, I think Laird beats out Mark Walton. I saw
my buddy had a funny line on Twitter, a guy named John Keller. I don't know if you know him, but someone tweeted out, does Laird make the team? And Josh Keller replied, yes, the Patriots. The guy that he looked good in Dolphins preseason. Bill Belichick takes him, and he's the next, Danny Woodhead. He's rushing for, 800 yards in the first 8 games. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
He has 6 touchdowns this season, 5 are against the Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly.
And he scores the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl
right.
for the Patriots.
Chris
1
Hogan,
yard right up the middle.
Chris Hogan, just a myriad of guys that could be. Let's get to headlines quickly with Alejandro Solana. I don't want to fall behind because Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is supposed to join us in about 10 minutes. So here's headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
As we know, the Dolphins beat the Jaguars 22-17 last night in preseason game numero tres, the dress rehearsal game, guys.
Yeah,
they'll play
something to watch because I did not expect them to come out and do that final score wise. We had Rob Pizzola on yesterday. He said, take the Jags plus the points. We didn't bet the game. This is why I didn't bet the game, by the way. The Dolphins started at -2.5. The Dolphins were 2.5-point favorites. And when Rob Pizzola came on yesterday, you were doing the pregame show.
Yeah.
When he came on yesterday, he said, take the Jaguars, they're getting 2. Okay, so it had gone down to 2. By the time I got home last time, a kid had a basketball game, whatever. I walk in the house. It's about 8 o'clock. Game time's at 8:15. I go to the site. I'm going to put our bet in on the Jags. And it had totally flipped to Jaguars minus 2. It had flipped 4.5 points. And the reason being, they said they were going to play Nick Foles a lot, and Laremy Tunsil was not going to play, and it just and then I was like, man, I was expecting on getting a couple points. Do I really want to give a couple points? And so we laid off, and the Dolphins won outright. Like, you know, the moment they took Nick Foles out, that was the end of Jacksonville, and they didn't even look that great with him in there.
Oh yeah, that was the one thing too where. Nick Foles starting, because I talked to y'all, you and Ira, yesterday, yep. And I was like, if they're really playing this, Nick Foles' first time starting at quarterback for the team.
He'll ball out.
He has to show something. He got to ball out to show the fans something. Yep. He didn't look that good. Their old line, I don't want to say it's worse than ours, but they both are struggling right now. They don't have an offensive line. We don't have an offensive line. And Nick Foles didn't look that great. You could blame it on the protection or whatever. Nick Foles was not that impressive.
He did not look that impressive. What else you got, Solana?
Might be a little QB controversy up in Jacksonville. Alex Magoo from the FIU Panthers.
Wow, no, buzz up, daddy.
Did y'all see Kinshaw with that I just hit puberty mustache?
What was his name? It was like
Kinshaw.
Kinshaw?
He just grew facial hair.
What? He had the strange name. I kept wanting to call him like Cashew.
Kinshaw.
Couldn't get his name down straight. What was his first name, Solana?
It wasn't Cashew.
Hold on.
Cashew Kinshaw?
It was a weird first name, too.
But yeah, and he was bad.
Jacksonville Jaguars roster.
After watching that, we might need to look into that the win total for Jacksonville and go under.
Gardner Minshew.
Minshew?
Yeah. I kept thinking of Minji Stew as well. Gardner Minshew. How could you not find that before I did?
Because I was literally looking up Ginshaw.
Why didn't you just look up Jaguars roster?
I don't know.
That would be logical.
Right.
Yeah.
Gardner Minshew. All right, what else you got, Solana?
Tomorrow at 7 p.m., the Miami Hurricanes.
Here we go.
Are going to take down the Florida Gators.
There we go. Give me that look. No.
Take down.
That's right.
Didn't he mean take on?
No, take down. Take down. We got ourselves a takedown coming tomorrow night. And you're going to have to sit there with your 2 bits and your 4 bits and your 6 bits and your dollar.
We're going to have to loan y'all a dollar
you're
after
gonna
the
have
game.
You're going to have nothing that's going to make you want to holler.
I know who's going to be hollering. Damn, Jaren Williams.
I'm excited about a couple of things, man. The Miami Hurricanes ass kicking that they're going to lay down on Florida tomorrow, and Patrick Laird.
I'm 50-50 with you on that one. I like Patrick Laird.
I need more Laird. What else you got, Solana?
The Marlins begin a 3-game series, Crowder versus the Phillies tonight. First pitch is set for 7:10 from Marlins Park, and finally, Lindsey Vonn and P.K. Subban, your boy Crowder, have announced their engagement.
Oh, no.
You love P.K. Subban.
I love P.K. Subban, but it's Lindsey Vonn just jumps from athlete to athlete.
Yeah, she was with Tiger for a long time, wasn't it?
Man,
they were never married, though, right?
No.
Just be single. I'm going to start a hashtag. Be single.
Be single.
By a married man. But I need single. That for my buddies. Man, be single. Everybody wants to get married so fast.
Anything else, Solana?
That's it.
All right, there you go. Michael Irvin is the playmaker. Now, Chris Fowler, I believe, is also going to join us today. What are you thinking on that?
I don't want to say I'm
okay,
too-
no, that's fine. I mean, listen, as far as I'm concerned, we hammered it out of the ballpark the last couple of weeks. Out of the ballpark from Gino Toretta, Jared Payton, Tuan Russell, Mark Richt, Manny Diaz, had Michael Irvin just a few weeks ago. Who am I missing? What did I say? Mark Richt, Manny Diaz.
Brock
Berlin, yeah. Solo D.
Jared Payton.
Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. Like, we, as far as I'm concerned, have knocked it out of the park. If we get Chris Fowler, that's icing on the cake. So if he's here at 3 o'clock, he's here at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't want to say I'm confident,
I gotcha.
I don't want to say I'm not confident.
I gotcha.
We've been waiting 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, we can wait another day.
Yeah,
and
it's no big deal.
If we don't get him, we don't get him. It's fine. I was watching Kirk Herbstreit on Get Up this morning. He was giving his take on and he said pretty much what we've said about this Hurricanes-Gators game, which is the Gators have a lot more on the line here
for sure
than the Hurricanes do, just because there's no expectations.
Yes.
It is, I would imagine, for a player, a liberating feeling to go into a game where, yeah, you're the underdog. You're Buster Douglas. You're, you know. But
that's the funny thing with the Canes. And I say both teams were like the Canes swag and the Gators arrogance. And that's why people hate the Gators. We're arrogant. I talk about it all the time. And the Gators have that swag. As an underdog, that almost goes against what you've been preaching to your fan base for decades.
Right.
So that's the thing, too, where as an underdog, but the swag, a swaggish underdog, but then the Gators, like, you're supposed to be here. Go out there. From a player perspective, they have to embrace either way. They can't just sit in the middle saying, oh, yeah, well, maybe we can play with these guys. The Canes are not going to say that.
Right. It's almost like, you know, next season, whatever, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson – if Klay plays, they'll be doubted. They won't be favorites, and they're gonna walk in like, okay, you want to see that we're not what you think we are. Like, and obviously Manny Diaz has instilled that kind of vibe around Coral Gables, and so yeah. But obviously, the game needs to be played, and then I got your number, right? Yeah, I got your phone number. I'll call you around about 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Are you sure?
Are you one of these guys that has a tough time talking while they're crying? Or can
mask
it? You like, you'll tighten up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just let the tears roll. I can still talk.
All right, very good.
What about you?
Michael Irvin is going to join us in the next segment, hopefully. Michael Irvin, the playmaker. He could do a better job singing the praises of the Miami Hurricanes than I can, and I could do a fairly good job of it. That dude is on a whole nother level. That dude gave a hype speech in the Roman Colosseum. Did you see that? He gave a Canes hype speech in Rome in the Colosseum to a camera. Like, there was no one there.
Who was he talking to?
To me. He speaks to me. He speaks to me. So hopefully Michael Irvin is going to join us next.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. And tomorrow we have football, fellas. Football season starts, guys. And for that special occasion, Publix always has something special for you. The king of tailgate is Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. The tailgating, guys, you've been going to Publix for years. The chicken wings are delicious. You know those rotisserie chickens, the 8-piece chickens, all the deli sandwiches. They have the platters that can feed dozens. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, sides, snacks. Publix got all you need for that great tailgate. If you're going up to Orlando, stop by Publix tonight on the way. Or if you're staying at home and having that watch party, Publix will set it off. And I love this for football season. I coach high school football. Saturday, I'm trying to hang out with my own kids. And then Sunday, I have the pregame. I'm doing all the stuff with the Dolphins. Publix delivers. Busy moms, busy dads. Publix is convenient, and they will deliver same day. You can order at Publix.com and have your stuff delivered to you for your great party. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Hopefully, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, will join us when we come back.
You want to see Loco?
Feels like a Friday, and then the music just hammers it home, right?
I'm so excited.
Now, Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is scheduled to join us here. I said he might be there, might not. He's a very busy man. I believe he's in Orlando already. Solana's trying to get a hold of him right now.
Said he was taking, he talked to us 3 weeks ago now. He said he's taking his grandchildren to Disney today.
That's right. That's right. In fact, when I saw an interview with Kirk Herbstreit this morning on ESPN, he was at Disney World. College game day will be at Disney World tomorrow. I'm so excited for college football season.
Yes.
Like, when you can wake up on Saturdays and college game day is on the air, and like, it just, I don't know, everything just feels right.
Did you see the tweet about college game day with the signs? How it's going to have it in Disney, and you're like, they won't be able to bring the signs?
Right,
they,
I remember I was talking about that.
They adjusted the rules where...
Oh, people can bring signs now?
Yes, they had new rules for college game day in Disney because of the fact that college game day, that's what the base is around. Like, you can't have college game day when everybody's standing there just staring at Kurt.
I wonder, though, how many people will be there anyway that are, like, you know what I mean? Like, you've got to, like, if you're going to the game, are you going to go to Disney World that day, or you're going to go to Camping World Stadium and you're gonna tailgate and you're going to party? And like, that would be a rough way to go.
I talked to three people today that listen to the show, and they're like, hey, when are you headed up? And I would ask them like, hey, yeah, let me know where y'all are tailgating. And they told me, we're just going to Orlando. We're not even going to the game. We're watching it at this restaurant or this bar or there. We just want to be up there. So I think those people that are just watching at a bar, why can't you go to Disney? Leave Disney around 5 and then go to whatever bar you're going to. Like, you don't need to get a parking space.
I guess that would make sense. If you're going to go up to Orlando, you just want to have the vibe. You can go to Disney, you get the College Game Day experience, then you get the park for a while, and then you go watch the game wherever you're going to watch it.
I was doing my plans last night with J&T, my buddies. They're going up. Jarvis Herring, another buddy we play with at Florida. We have like 40 alumni on the sideline. And then they started sending a text thread last night, and it irritated me. They were like, what are we doing after the game? What's the plans? I said, bro, there's thousands of people walking out of the stadium. Let's just hang out at the stadium. Why do y'all need a place to go?
What, we got to go to Rainforest Cafe?
I was like, what? Y'all need an address? Let's just hang the hell out.
We're
like,
going to Pleasure Island.
It's going to be awesome just in the parking lot. The tailgates aren't stopping when the game's over.
Man, tomorrow is going to be something. Again, we're trying to get Michael Irvin on the line, the playmaker. He's very good about doing his radio interviews, but obviously he's being pulled in a million different directions. You're going to be on the sidelines tomorrow night for the game?
Yeah. We had to pull that big man card.
Wow. So you'll be there the entire game? Do they give you like a behavioral, do's and don'ts? Or
no, we're Gators. We know how to act.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. I don't want to get too far off the field.
They actually did send an email with some guidelines, and they gave us where to pick up the credentials and what time to be there, and if you want to come like with the team in the locker room and stuff, like you want to be a part of the pregame stuff, you can. Or if you just want to show up for the game, which I'm going to show up for the game.
You don't want to give him a little hype speech?
I'm going to be dibbling dabbling in that parking lot. I'll give him a hype speech for Western Michigan one time. I'm going to dibble and dabble in that parking lot this game.
Yeah, understood. So you're going to be on the sidelines. Anybody else of note, do you know?
Javon Kearse, I know, is going. Keewon.
Emmitt Smith.
I don't know if Emmitt's going to be there. I got to check my email. I'll do it now, but they got a fleet of alumni coming.
What are we learning about Michael Irvin, Solana?
I've learned that his mailbox is full, so I can't go the voicemail route. I've texted him a couple times.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. He'll get to us. All right, don't worry about it.
Here we go. Vernell Brown, Thad Bullard, Ahmad Black, Major Wright, Brandon Seiler, Javon Kearse, Lito Shepard, Juwan Taylor, Riedel Anthony, Jermaine and Tremaine McCullough, my buddies, Jarvis Harry, my homeboy, me, Lewis Murphy, Ben Hanks, Brandon Spikes, Gerard Warren, and a bunch more. I wonder
who's going to be on the sidelines for the Hurricanes.
Michael Irvin, Edge,
right.
CP.
They'll all
I've seen them every game. I know y'all's sideline.
Because I was looking, who were they interviewing last night in the Dolphins game? Calais Campbell was getting interviewed. Who else threw up the U?
Calais Campbell has the most bass in his voice of all time.
He used to have a little weirder voice. He's got real big bass in it now. It
used to be more a little bit like that.
And nasally. Now it's gravelly. It's more gravelly than ever.
Is that Patrick Mahomes?
It was a little Patrick Mahomes-ish.
It was. It used to. For a big dude, he had a little bit of that Patrick Mahomes going on there. What do we do at, if Michael Irvin calls in at 3 and Chris Fowler calls in at 3?
We take Mike.
I vote for Mike.
Yeah, no, I would take Mike as well. Okay, I just wanted to play it out for everybody just to make sure we're all on the same page.
And I'll let Fowler know via voicemail.
All right, yeah, that would be a good plan.
Yeah, he usually listens to your voicemails.
So all right, we are still endeavoring to get Michael Irvin, so don't go anywhere. This is the, it's the loco hour. Things can get loco in the loco hour, so we'll try to get Michael Irvin on. I know we'll have him today. The dude gave a hype speech, like I told you, in the Roman Coliseum. So there's no reason why he won't come on here. So we'll talk about the Hurricanes. We can talk about the Dolphins game as well. Also today, and now to me, the entire schedule is up for juggling, but also today, Lee Sterling, the professional sports handicapper, he is scheduled to join us. There are 2 preseason games tonight if you want to get a little action going on that. And then there's the Canes-Gators game tomorrow night, so I want to get his opinion on that. And then we got a lot of stuff to get to with the deal Volvo Best Bets, because there's some fun stuff going on. So there's a ton of stuff to get to. Again, we are going to get Michael Irvin on today. I feel pretty confident about it, but we'll have to see when and where. But we will drop whatever we're doing the moment that he's there. Back to the Dolphins game here while we wait. So the question now, because Everyone seems to agree that Brian Flores made it clear last week that Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starter. And by the way, for Ryan Fitzpatrick to play the entire first half and then start the second half, that's what you do with your starter. I mean, that's pretty much the system that a lot of head coaches have used for preseason game three for a long time. Do you think he needs to readdress that?
Yes. Yes. Well, Fitzpatrick upset me yesterday, so just understand, my assessment of Fitzpatrick, it comes from anger today because I know what he can do, and he's not playing like himself. He's playing like a rookie. Let me just do exactly the perfect throw. Bro, go make something happen. If Rosen's going to play the way he did, rolling out of the pocket, that throw that he made when he rolled to the right, stepped up and rolled out to the right, stayed behind the line and delivered that ball between two defenders, that was the most impressive throw of the game. That's what I thought Fitzpatrick was going
to
show me.
The only thing I would say, though, is if Brian Flores seemed to be committed to Ryan Fitzpatrick, does it look like he's a jumble of confusion if after that, you know, because we talked about it yesterday. Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know what he is. So if you're going to base your decision, Ira was saying it, if you're going to base your decision on a half of preseason football, aren't you kind of missing the boat on, you know, your assessment of Ryan Fitzpatrick? You're going to allow a half of preseason football to supersede 15 years of league play. Although 15 years of league play has been just a 500 quarterback that's got some flashes here and there.
It's less than 500. I just wonder
what it would say about Brian Flores if it would open him up for criticism if he made it very clear Ryan Fitzpatrick's his guy. He starts Ryan Fitzpatrick in game number three, starts him in the second half, and then a week and a half out from game one decides, nah, I'll go with Rosen. I hear y'all.
It would make him look, or the thought process we're used to, it wouldn't be normal. So we would question it. But he's in a very peculiar situation with the quarterbacks he got given. A guy in his second year, first number 10 draft pick in his second year getting traded. Like, that never happens. Nobody trades a top 10 pick.
Right.
And then Ryan Fitzpatrick coming to save your organization. Who, Hawk, you said 500, that means 8-8. Fitzpatrick historically is a 5-11, 6-10 guy.
Right.
Like, so you're bringing those guys in to compete with a guy that was 3-10 last year. Like, there was no great situation. I would say this, though. I believe Fitzpatrick is going to start no matter what because you do not want to throw Rosen to four playoff teams in a row.
That is something to consider.
The Ravens front seven are biting. They've been biting since I was a kid, and they're going to continue to be great up front. They draft for their front seven.
But if you're Chris Greer and Stephen Ross and you're asking your head coach, you know at the end of this season we have to have a definitive answer on Josh Rosen. We're not going down the Ryan Tannehill road. And so they say, do you really want to watch him for 12 games or would you prefer to watch him for 16?
I would tell them, I'd say, Mr. Ross, Mr. Greer, all the people in charge, I don't want to throw Rose into Baltimore, New England, San Diego, and the Cowboys. I don't want to do that to him.
I'll wreck him and we'll never get a fair assessment of who he is if that's who I trot him out to first.
I can't do that to him. That's what I would say, Chris. If I was Brian Flores, I'd tell him that. I'm not throwing him to these wolves. Let us do that. We get through San Diego week four. I will adjust. I'll move. We have 2 weeks to get Rosen in, and then we'll go from there. And now we have 12 more games to evaluate him. I believe that's going to be the decision no matter what happens this week in practice, no matter what happens in week four of the preseason.
I agree with you. I think that's going to be the decision, but I would like to see what happens. If Ryan Fitzpatrick comes out game one against Baltimore and looks like how he looked in the first half of the game against Jacksonville, the noise is going to become so deafening. I don't care. Like, Bill Belichick, it's one thing. He wants to sit Malcolm Butler for a Super Bowl game and know that I can withstand whatever criticism. That's fine. Brian Flores, first year head coach, the noise will be deafening to get Josh Rosen in there. And it'll be interesting to me to see at some point if he's just got a buckle to that, because it would be really hard to withstand that if Fitzpatrick looks like he did in the regular season the way he did first half last night.
And if he goes 50%, 50 completion percentage, right? And it's 6 yards per attempt, sit him. Like, this is what I started the show with. That upset me yesterday. Check down. Throw the ball down the field to somebody in a one-on-one. If he throws two interceptions and both of them are 45, 50 yards down the field, now we're trying to make something happen. Because if he throws two interceptions 40 yards down the field, I believe he's going to get two or three completions that far down the field. Now we got 150 yards in three plays. That's what upset me the most. If Fitzpatrick comes out and plays like he's trying to keep a job, that is a mistake on his part. You're here for a year. Everybody knows it. Go make – if anybody in the NFL is playing on house money, it's Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's what's upsetting me so much. You're not fighting to be the franchise quarterback. You're not fighting to prove you can get another deal. He's not waiting for a five-year, $100 million deal. He's not getting a five-year, $100 million deal. Why are you trying to make the perfect throw? If he comes out with the stuff he came out with last night, I would say Rosen plays. But somebody, if I get a chance to talk to Fitzpatrick, I don't know how I will. Maybe I'll call in a favor. I would sit him down and be like, Ryan, real talk, big dog. You have to go deep.
And then ask him what chicken squares are. You know what I mean? Like if you do get that one-on-one time.
Get that one-on-one?
Yeah. Just ask him what chicken squares are.
I wouldn't eat a chicken square.
We hear anything from Michael Irvin? Any respond via text?
None.
How about Chris Fowler? Chris Fowler text you?
Nope.
790 The Ticket presents the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, Broward County's 2019 signature event. It's coming to Fort Lauderdale Beach November 23rd and 24th. This year's event is headlined by multi-platinum recording artist The Killers, also appearing The 1975, The Revivalists, Real Big Fish, Soul Asylum. A limited number of early bird two-day general admission tickets are on sale now at theticketmiami.com for just $59, and a limited number of two-day early bird VIP tickets will be on sale for $99. Early bird tickets are on sale till Labor Day or until supplies last. It's Riptide Fest, powered by Ford, and you can get all the details right now on our website or here on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2. The Ticket. Hopefully, Michael Irvin, maybe in the next segment, maybe later on in the afternoon, maybe...
I'll record him at the game.
Maybe after the victory, and we'll have him Monday. There's lots of times we can talk with Michael Irvin. Maybe Chris Fowler at 3 o'clock today as well.
Give me a handheld recorder. I'll catch him right after the game. Secret. You know where y'all need to go?
Where?
Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market.
You were telling a story a couple days ago about having all those stone crabs when you were at University of Florida, and I kept thinking about how your entire life you have been followed around by just stone crabs in a way that most humans do not get to experience. It's such a treat for most of us.
Yeah.
But you have such a good relationship with the folks at Delaware Chicken Farm, and they've got the great stone crabs. And he shared with us the story when he was at Florida. That was part of the athletes' cafeteria. Stone crabs all day, every day.
Trays and trays of them.
Crazy.
Man, I'm blessed.
Your life, man.
Now I got Delaware. It's not stone crab season, but when it is, Delaware got the biggest, the best price. They are awesome. But right now, they do have the wild salmons available. It is delicious and fresh. But you got to get to Delaware, guys. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. I told you about 20%. They have spices. They have marinades. They have eggs. They have fish dip, crab dip. The sides, the homemade sides are off the damn chain. Coleslaw, macaroni salad, potato salad, baked beans, and much more. They're made in-house daily. They are delicious, but you got to get to DelawareChicken.com to see everything they have and call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged already when you get there. Saving you time. They're going to save you money. They're going to give you delicious food. It's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and Labor Day is coming. You have all your watch parties, guys. You got to get to Delaware for all your holiday barbecues. Just your barbecue, hanging out with the family, watching a Gator game, watching a Canes game, watching a Seminole game, watching a Dolphin game. They have the platters that feed dozens. They have shrimp. They have chicken wings. You can't beat Delaware. The brisket burgers right now only $8.99 a pound. Danish baby back ribs and St. Louis style ribs are only $4.99 a pound. And you got to try the chicken and beef kebab. Gigantic pieces of meat with all your onions and peppers on there. Buffalo smoked salmon dip and fish dip are all delicious, guys. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. 441 one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Well, I guess I can pretty much say this at the end of every segment, right? Maybe Michael Irvin will be on the line when we return.
You want to see Loco?
The Loco Hour. Endeavoring to talk with Michael Irvin today. That was the plan, and it's still the plan. I'm not backing off the plan.
No, no.
Michael Irvin doesn't show up to the club when the club opens.
We talk about that.
You know
you
what I'm saying?
Come to a party and starts at 9 at 9.
Our club opens at 2 o'clock, right? We told him to be here at 2:15. He ain't going to be here at 2:15, and we've learned that.
Rolling about 3:30, feeling good, a little excitement. I like it.
Do we have, can we play the Miami Hurricanes montage that Victor Bermudez created as long as we're having a little fun today? I posted on Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman. There was Channing Crowder and Amber Wilson. They were doing their gator chomp, and I put it up on Instagram because I hacked it. I hacked it. I ran up, and I told them they're going down, and it's all about the U. I had them rattled. Too many Gators fans up here.
Too many Gators fans?
There's Zaslow's a Gator. Amber's a Gator. Zach is a Gator. You're a Gator. Spanish from, what's the radio station? The Shark just walked in here. He's got a Gator jersey on. Like, I don't like this. I don't like this. Hey, call Rashad Butler. See where he is.
Did you hear what he said yesterday?
Yeah, I didn't like that. Call Brian Monroe. Get Brian Monroe in here.
Brian Monroe won't even bet money. He wants to bet a bottle of liquor. I'm like, bro, I don't even drink liquor. I don't want no damn liquor. Give me some money.
Let me look quickly just to see what the line is before we play this montage to get everybody hyped.
It got to 7.5.
It was up to 7.5. It really opened at 6.5, to be quite honest. It was Florida minus 6.5, but it's been Miami plus 7 for a long time, and then it went up to 7.5, and then it went back down to 7. It's 7 again.
7.
Back down to 7, so, yeah, 7 points.
I'll give you 7.
Your FIU Panthers, they open August 29th at Tulane. They're only a 1.5-point underdog on the road.
I'm taking it.
Pause up, Papa.
Pause up.
Pause up, Papa. All right, here's the montage Victor Bermudez made. He is the executive producer of the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. Imagine it's tomorrow. The broadcast starts tomorrow on our sister station at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Kickoff around 7. Then they'll go afterwards with the postgame show. But Victor put together a work of art. If Michael Irvin was here, he'd be bouncing off the walls.
He'd love it.
But he's not here. But we're trying to get him. He was supposed to be here at 2:15. But
I get an early shout out. Then y'all cut my legs from under me at the end. I get an early shout out.
Yeah, all right. Well, here is the montage. Here is Victor Bermudez's pride and joy. This is so good. Imagine it's tomorrow. It's the opening of the broadcast. Hurricanes fans, you're in your car right now. You're listening online. Crank it up because this thing will give you the chills.
Gator has always been a big game for us ever since the fall of 1938 when I personally played on a football team and went up to fight the Gator.
I'm Bernie Kosar, 1984 game-winning quarterback.
Florida hasn't lost it yet, and the moment they lead by a point. He's going to go in the end zone, and back to the end zone is Eddie Brown. He's got the touchdown.
I threw a touchdown pass to Eddie Brown to beat the Gators in Tampa. In this series, the Canes are accustomed to the joys of winning. Miami has won 7 of the last 8.
Miami's going to win this game. This game is over. The University of Miami has done it on a spectacular afternoon at Sun Life Stadium. Miami has beaten the Florida Gators. Miami 21, Gators 16, and that's your final score.
And the Hurricanes expect to win again. Go Canes.
I'm Brock Berlin. In 2003, we trailed the Gators by 23 points.
Hand off Parthon, right side. Easy. He is into the end zone, touchdown Gators. A 4-yard touchdown run. The blowout is on.
They thought they were going to win. But as true Hurricanes, we knew we were going to win.
Moore, short side right. Berlin drops the throw. Four-man rush. Brock looking, throwing. Get it. And it's caught. Touchdown, Ryan Moore. Six-yard touchdown.
Just like in 2003, this Hurricane team with first-year head coach Manny Diaz won't blink.
You know, the more violent team will win, and we really don't care what they do. We're going to try and meet it with violence, and if we'll see if they can hang for 60 minutes with that. And if they can, they can. And if not, the violence will still continue.
They enter this game more determined than ever. Chomp, chomp.
The Gators thought they had it at 33-10, and the Hurricanes have come storming back. And this one, of all of them, might be the sweetest win of all.
It's the 56th rendition of Miami and Florida. I'm Santana Moss. The passion and play is about one thing. Big time players stepping up in big time games.
Four man Gator front, linebacker shows a blitz. Here's the snap, four man rush. Brock looking. He fires and it's caught by Tenoris Moss. He's at midfield, Moss to the 45, and Moss is brought down at the Gator 43 yard line. Channing Crowder brings him down, 25 more yards.
Let's give a hand to the little man, Sonoris Moss out of Carroll City Senior High. Brother's proud of him right now.
Canes and Gators coming up next.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight and tomorrow night.
I admit it now, y'all got the soundtrack set.
Yeah, Jack.
Y'all do. You know what it is? Y'all have the perfect music set up. You have all your candles lit in the bedroom. You have your silk sheets on. You have a little strawberries. You have some syrup. You have some chocolate dip, some whipped cream. Y'all done set it up nice. Now you got to perform in the bed. Now you got to perform on this field. That's what y'all are missing.
That's why I never set it up that nice in the bedroom. I don't want to have to try to meet expectations.
You'll never bring out the syrup.
You know, I bring out the Italian candle from the Italian restaurant with the little
the red net.
Yeah, with the net, net around it.
Y'all are setting this up beautifully. I just want to know, do y'all understand at 7 o'clock tomorrow you have to jump on this field?
But you don't think this is going to be an ass kicking, a Gator ass kicking? Like, I mean, this is.
I do. I think it's going to be close early. I think late the Gators walk away with it.
Because they've got the Jimmys and the Joes.
Yes.
Because they've played together. They've had the Dan Mullins had a year to implement what he wants to implement.
And Felipe Franks has been attacked in so many different ways, and he's seen guys blitz him. He's seen guys go 8-drop on him. He's seen guys, you know, combo coverages. And then him and Mullen has figured that out. On Saturday, tomorrow, it's the first time that Dan Enos and Jaren Williams are going to try to figure out a defense on the run.
Together.
And he has to explain to Jaren – probably through a headphone because he's going to be upstairs, what he's seeing and what he wants Jaren to see. I swear to God, if this game was week 8, I wouldn't be as confident as I am right now. It's week 1, brand new quarterback, and I believe a talentless team. I love DJ Dallas. I love your linebackers, some young DBs. I love Garvin. Like we follow the Canes. I know everybody on the team. Jeff Thomas can step up. Like, y'all have some talent. We just have more talent, and it's not me being a Gator. I'm just saying, as we sit here, we're a year ahead of y'all with the coach that can win a championship. I think Manny can win one, but we got Dan last year. Y'all got Manny this year.
Anything to be said, though, for the Hurricanes have had all summer to prepare for Felipe Franks. They know what he is. They can watch all the game film that they want, and there's nothing on Jaren Williams. And that there's, like, isn't there an advantage to the Canes' defense?
There's not an advantage because all they're going to go do is look at Chad O'Shea. I mean, Chad O'Shea's the Dolphins. Dan Enos in Alabama and know his scheme. But there's no way he does with Jaren what he did with Tua and what he did with Jalen Hurt. Like, you can know. That's what we've in high school, we do that. If offensive coordinator leaves and goes to a different school, we watch his last year's film because that's his offense that he's implementing. He'll have new guys, but he's still going to run his scheme. They're going to know what he's going to do and the maturing process, not just of Jaren, but like I always talk about, the maturing of an offense and defense throughout a game, the adjustments, figuring it out. I am 10 times more confident in Felipe Mullen figuring it out than Enos Williams figuring it out.
What about weather implications? And I know a lot of times we like to laugh about that, but you see the storms that are coming through.
Is it going to be stormy tomorrow night?
Yeah, like there's like tropical weather off. And you know I'm the weather expert. There's a very
it's
bad.
Rain?
What's the UV?
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain?
It's going to rain.
What's the UV index?
No, but seriously, like the Canes defense, you would agree, right, has the upper hand. And
the what?
Over the Gators defense.
No, our secondary is better.
Agree?
Our secondary is better. Our defensive front is better. Y'all have linebackers. Listen, Quarterman, McLeod, and Pickney, I will never talk bad about those guys the remainder of the year. I'll never talk bad about them even this week. They can play. Y'all have up front? I don't know anybody other than Garvin. Tell me a name of somebody up front. And in the secondary, you had three guys go to the league, and one guy, Michael Jackson, he retired. Was it a neck injury? Like, do y'all understand? Trajan Bandy's all I know back there.
I will tell you, though, is Chris Fowler scheduled to join us still in like 10 minutes?
Yes.
Chris Fowler is scheduled to join us. Now, this dude, and he'll be on the call tomorrow night for ESPN, the television network. This dude knows his football. Will you at least listen to his analysis and maybe back off some of your opinions? If he says, hey, hold on a second here. I've been watching the film. I've been talking to everybody, and I'm telling you. Now, granted, he's got a ball game to sell. Very rarely will the play-by-play man tell you that it's going to be a blowout.
But and Chris Fowler, respect him, love him, covered me. I remember I've been watching him since I was a kid. What does he know about Jaren Williams?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I almost think that's an advantage for the Hurricanes. You know what I mean? Because the upside could be anything. Downside could be big, too. But the upside could be anything.
The feast or famine. He might be awesome or he might struggle.
At some point, Trevor Lawrence came out there and someone said, what do we know about this guy? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
Chris, you know, he probably can find it out, but we saw it. We saw Jaren Williams get beat out by Nakosi Perry. We saw Jaren Williams get beat out by Malik Rozier. Two quarterbacks that I would say nobody's real high on, and we've seen him get beat out by those guys. Does Dan Enos bring something else out of him? You could be right. I'm not saying you're wrong. Jaren Williams could come out here. What if he looks like Tua? I'm going to look dumb as hell. I don't think he's that guy. I'm not saying he can't be a good quarterback, but I just think it's going to take him some time. I would be way more scurred, as you like to call it. What'd you say?
Scurred.
If this was week 7 or week 8 of the season and not week 1.
This hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Y'all get out on that boat if you like to fish. I've caught some mahi. The snapper are banging, and as it starts getting cooler, the sailfish will come back in. If you love boats, I got to tell you about my friends at Complete Marine, located 800 South Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. First off, they're a Nautic Star boat dealer. Go look at those Nautic Star boats. I've been trying to talk my wife and it let me get one. I think I'm breaking her down. They feature Yamaha outboard motors. Those Yamis are awesome, and they're a certified Mercury and Suzuki outboard dealer as well. If you're looking for a new boat or pre-owned boat, looking to trade or sell your current boat, there's 100 boats on the lot, there's 100 trailers on the lot, and if exactly what you want is not in stock, they will find it for you. They are a full service waterfront facility. They're just west of Lake Santa Barbara with a state-of-the-art fuel dock. They have the ice, they have the drinks, they have the chips, they have the wine, they got the beer. Go to Complete Marine. They'll watch out for you. They service most inboard and outboard motors, Yamaha, Suzuki, Mercury, Merc Cruisers, Volvo Diesel. They will give you a pre-purchase engine inspection, and they have those certified technicians back in the garage. Those fellas have 100 years of combined experience. They know exactly what's going on. They'll get your boat fixed up for you. Give Complete Marine a call, 954-567-BOAT. That's 954-567-2628, or visit CompleteBoat.com. Go holler at my boy Dave. He put together an amazing staff at Complete Marine, 800 South Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. From bottoms to repower, we do it all at Complete Marine.
Now, this local hour was supposed to be something special because Michael Irvin was going to join us around 2:15, but he has been unavoidably detained, we are assuming. We don't really know. But we are going to endeavor, as we open up the simulcast now, we'll be on two radio stations because we're taking all the stations, Papa. We've got no guests. They're taking all our guests, Papa. But we're thinking Chris Fowler will join us next from ESPN. And we're also assuming that the playmaker, Michael Irvin, is going to join us at some point this afternoon. So if you're a Canes fan, Gators fan, you do not want to tune out because we got a lot planned for you this afternoon. So we will end the Loco Hour. We will come back with the simulcast next on Hochman and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.